three steps and my favorite tools to not only be able to carry a great conversation, but also to be seen as magnetic and attractive, to be the woman that everyone wants to be around. And the number one thing that men and women both cite as, you know, the thing that attracts them is confidence. And if you know how to be in conversation, you are just naturally going to feel more confident and be more confident. Sound good? All right. So let's get right into it. The tips that I'm going to share right now also are applicable to other areas of your life where you may feel nervous, unsure. And so I want you to take notes. And also we're going to talk about some common don'ts in conversation. So the little things that you may be doing that could be taking away from your potential conversation mojo. So the first one is to go in with a mindset of curiosity. Nowadays, in conversation, most people are doing one of two things. They're listening so that they know when it's their turn to speak, but they're not actually listening to what the person is saying. They're just waiting their turn, which is kind of, you know, it's natural, but it's very ego-based, and the other person feels it. It's just like they feel rushed or they feel like you're not really with them. But if you go into a conversation with the energy of curiosity, wanting to add value by holding space for somebody, by listening to them, by really making it about the conversation and not what you're going to get out of it, it's so, so powerful. The second tip that I have or step for you is to pay attention to your body language. Our bodies never lie. You probably heard that phrase before. And one simple posture that I can give you is to keep your heart open. Now, I literally mean this. What this stance is about is pushing your shoulders gently, like rolling them up and back. This will expose your chest just a little bit more than normal. You'll notice it's much easier to breathe normally, to take full breaths, right? You're going to get that oxygen going to the brain, and you naturally appear more confident. There is a whole science of body language, and you may have seen, posts or pictures of power stances when you want to, like, command a room. The same is true when you want to create an environment or an energy with your conversation that's open, that's warm, that's inviting, all the things that we feel safe and comfortable with when we're with somebody. So open heart, shoulders back, and breathe. Simple, right? But most of us don't do it. We are saying something fascinating, but our bodies are just saying something completely different. And people will pay attention to your body more than they will the words that you're saying. So you want to make sure that they match up. The third step is to ask powerful questions and make it all about them. This may seem counterintuitive, but really, both of us, men and women, we just like to talk about ourselves. And if you can be that rare person that genuinely wants to know something about us, oh my gosh, you want that person around, don't you? So a powerful question you can ask is, what's something that you're excited about right now in your life? What do you have going on that's exciting? This is a different way to ask the generic question of, what do you do for fun? Or what do you do? Which is really something I would advise against. It's generic, it's overdone, and you'll probably get a generic answer back. And you won't actually leave that conversation feeling like you got to know the core of the person. But when you say, what is something you're excited about right now in your life, it can spark a number of really great things. First, our brains are trained to answer questions. So it's already going to be going in the direction of something that's exciting and joyful for them, and it's going to elicit positive feelings from the person you're saying that to. They're automatically going to be thinking of, you know, well, what is exciting in my life? And if they don't have anything going on, right, then they might say something like that. You know, life is kind of boring right now, but I really love to do this passion. And you get to know them a little bit deeper. And chances are very high they will ask you the same question back because it's only natural. And the more that you can really demonstrate that you love your life, that you are confident in your life and you're excited about the things that are happening, It takes the pressure off the conversation to be good, and it becomes a two-way street where you're both genuinely getting to know each other. So let's go over those steps again. The first kind of big overarching one is a shift in mindset from something that you are getting from the conversation versus what you can give, which is to hold space and to be present, to be curious. And then another step is body language, paying attention to this open heart stance that helps you to breathe, to feel calm, to calm your nervous system so that even if you're saying something and you trip over your words, you can have a good laugh about it because you're breathing and you're real. And then the last one is to use powerful questioning that gets them to open up in a different way. So something like, what are you excited about right now in your life, is a great way to replace the what do you do. Now, just doing these three simple tips are going to help you to attract more quality, amazing people into your life because you're going to be seen as somebody that's generous, somebody that's genuinely curious about people, and they're going to want to be in your space.